Good morning, Dr. Doug. Hello, K-Man. Good morning. We're doing good.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you got a lot of people in the roadways right now, and you got puppies in the studio. I want to hear about the puppies, but first, let's talk about a few different things going on here with the Cayman Islands Humane Society. You guys, and I had you on the air about a week or so ago, Sasuke, I think, right? We were talking about kittens and cats and whatever, and you said you're full, chock full.
Chock full, chock full, chock full. And since then, we've even gotten even more animals.
What?
It's crazy. Within the first week of January, we got 16 puppies, so two litters of eight, and four adults. It's just never ending. We really hope that we would start the year off well, but we haven't, unfortunately. And we really want to urge everybody, please spay and neuter your animals, whether it's kittens or cats or dogs, and please, because we just cannot take any more animals. It's just, we're just so full, and we really, really, really need foster people, because where are we going to put these animals? So,
telling you, Saskia, you guys are doing a lot with a little over there at the Cayman Islands Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Tell us real quick now, coming up, Betty White passed away. She was 99 years old, and she was world renowned for her work with animal charities.
Yes.
And her love of animals, dogs and cats, and she did a lot for a variety of different animal charities. Now, her birthday would have been the 17th, for she's going to turn 100 years old. Somebody came up with a great idea. I don't even know who came up with it. Do you?
No, I don't know. It was just something that went viral, and
I'm telling you what, it's blown up.
It did, yes.
Worldwide, too. Maybe you can explain what the quote, the hashtag Betty White Challenge is, Saskia.
Yeah, so it's a fundraiser that is worldwide, and we are also piggybacked on that, and we just want everybody to donate to their favorite animal charity. And we've actually collaborated with all the charities on Ireland, and anybody that wants to donate to one of the other charities or Humane Society, please do so. Go to their website, donate, and you can do it from now on. You don't have to wait until Monday, the 17th of January. But just please donate, because it really is a very good cause, and Betty would have wanted that.
Of course.
She was a wonderful 100%. Person.
100%. That's what they had said, you know, about having some of these animal charities be a part of, donate in her honor and her name, right? So
yes.
That's kind of awesome. And, you know, the Humane Society can use some donations, that's for sure.
For sure, because I would like to also do some statistics, which I do every time we come on, the intakes that we did in last year. So we took a lot of animals in, and we got a lot of animals adopted. So we took in 380 cats, and we got 292 adopted, but the others are still in foster or in the shelter.
Right.
We got 351 dogs in, but we only got 292, again, same amount, adopted. We spayed in total 207 cats and dogs from the shelter, but we also helped other animals from the other charities, so community animals, which were 426, so that's
good.
A lot of animals.
Yeah.
We struggle because it's a lot, and we currently only have one vet, so he's really working a lot around the clock, 24/7. But like I said, you know, last week we took in so many puppies, 20 puppies, four adults. I mean, where is it going to end? So please, people, vaccinate, spay and neuter, do the right thing, be a responsible person, keep your animals safe, secure, be a responsible pet owner.
We're on with Saskia and Julie from the Cayman Islands Humane Society. Julie, come on up. And by the way, you got a puppy in your arms.
I have a puppy, yes. I have a six-week-old puppy. So we have three of these.
And by the way, these puppies are so well-behaved. They're just
so
chill.
Well, we're hanging out with Eric, so that's why.
Yeah, is it right? Is it just right now that they're well-behaved? Because they're probably spazzing out a lot of times.
No, they're quite young. They're a little work with the cleaning, just, you know.
Yeah.
In their kennels, but they're pretty good. They're 6 weeks old, and we're looking for either foster or adoptive homes for these guys, and we actually have more.
Beautiful dogs. By the way, I'm going to take a picture of these puppies. We'll throw them up on our Instagram and Facebook page here, by the way. Let's see if we can get these puppies adopted. The kitten be sweeter. This is what letter litter?
J.
So letter...
Joseph, Josie, and Jimbo.
Joseph...
Josie and Jimbo,
and
I think.
Jimbo.
We have two boys and a girl right here.
So sweet.
We have a couple more back at the shelter. Saskia and I only handle three together.
Oh, my gosh. The greatest.
That's all we took to you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture with these puppies, see if we can get all three in my arms here. We'll take a snap of that here, by the way. Can you tell us, or is Saskia going to tell us about the fundraiser in February?
Saskia is going to tell you about that. But again, she said the Betty White Challenge. We've partnered up with One Dog Care. Paws, Canine Friends, Feline Friends, and us. So we've done, we have posted it on all of our Facebook pages and everything, so please donate from now until, like we said, on the hunt.
It's on the Cayman Islands Humane Society Facebook.
It's on all of our pages.
I'm
we've got
that.
A joint one. It looks the same. It's all of ours. So anything you can do to help, because we're really struggling with the community right now. We have a lot of animals, and every day we're getting messages, and we just can't possibly help them all, unfortunately.
Right. All right.
So, yeah, and I just want to say quickly, too, thanks for Cayman Consignment and Owen there down at behind Foster's at McClendon, because we partner with him and he's sponsoring us. So,
oh, great.
Something we've never done before. If you have big furniture you want to donate to us, we're able to take it. We'll come pick it up for you, bring
sweet.
It down to him, and yeah.
Cayman Consignment sponsors, by the way, our pet of the month, and these pets of the month are the ones that we got in studio right now. Saskia, put a fine bow on this real quick. Tell us about the February fundraiser.
Yeah, which is our second biggest fundraiser of the year, which is the 5K Walk and Wag. It's a 5K. It's a fun walk and wag. You don't have to run. The good thing about this is you can bring your animals. So you can take a shelter dog, or you can bring your own dog, your foster dog, and or you bring your kids. And it's just, it's a safe haven. It's on Sunday, the 27th of February. We start at 7 o'clock. And the first 200 people that sign up will get a free T-shirt. And I'm just announcing it now. I'm still in the process of organizing it, but please save the date. 27th of February.
Awesome. We're going to save the date. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. Saskia, much love
for
what you do for the Cayman Islands Humane Society and what you do for me personally, too. You're the best cat sitter in the world when
thanks.
I'm off island. I'm telling you. You do a great job, and Gypsy just adores you, so thank you. Anyway, this is, it's 808. Real quick, can I say something, Saskia? And I'm sorry to put you on the spot. When is someone going to donate like $1 million and get you out of that janky-ass building that you guys are in?
I don't know. If he's single, I'll marry him as well.
I love it. Good. Okay. I'm telling you, because you know what? It just rains a couple of raindrops, and then next thing you know, it floods over there. And we gotta get you out of that little shack out there and put you in a nice big old place. And
anybody who has money left to spare, please call us.
Right. We need some like super rich person with like $1 gazillion, and they leave the Humane Society in their will or something, right?
We are actively looking, just so you know. We've been desperately out there looking. We've had a couple things that we've looked at. So
awesome.